Diary of a Brit in Italy. 1. Diary of a Brit in Italy. 1. What's in a Name? By Sarah Ferrara. 2. I have the disconcerting feeling that I am the only woman in Italy to have legally taken a husband's surname. Believe me, I wish I hadn't now. It causes far more trouble than it's worth. Had I known what I know now, is a phrase that every expatriate in Italy has uttered at some time or another, especially when it comes to red tape. I seem to say it more than most, for some reason. 3. This is an area where Italy seems to be a different planet to where I come from, as opposed to a different country, much less merely a different part of Europe. My husband and I married in Britain, and I couldn't wait to change my name. Ferrara just sounds much more glamorous and exotic than my boring old maiden name Edmonds, to my mind. 4. So I put my passport in an envelope with a copy of my marriage certificate as proof of my new identity, sent it to the British Passport Office, and that was that. Easy. Sarah Edmonds had officially become Sarah Ferrara. Nowhere on my new passport did the name Edmonds appear. 5. That's how it is in Britain. Women used to have to change their names when they married. Now they have the choice, and more women are choosing not to take their husbands' names. An act of independence, apparently. However, they can also choose which surname to give their children. 6. Thus, Elaine Jenkins marries John Edwards and can become Elaine Edwards, or Elaine Jenkins Edwards, or she can stay Elaine Jenkins. If they have children, Elaine and John can call their child Peter Jenkins Edwards, or Peter Edwards, and John can call himself what he likes. 7. However, some generations ago, a woman who sported a surname that was not her partner's was a sure sign of a woman living in sin. Nothing short of scandalous, in fact. Elaine Edwards plus John Edwards equals married, respectable couple. Elaine Jenkins plus John Edwards equals unmarried, unrespectable couple. Whisper, whisper. I have clear memories of being teased by other children in school because my mother had a surname that was different to my stepfather's. 8. Quick family history. My mother and father divorced after having me, an only child. My mother then met a man who had two children from a previous marriage and decided to keep her first husband's surname so that I wouldn't be the only one in our new family with that name. 9. If all the members of the family didn't have the same name, it was obviously a broken home. There is no such stigma attached to divorced families now, of course, but this incident in my childhood made an impression on me. So much so that I was determined, in my blindly stubborn way, to do all I could to prevent my own family from being divided in this way. 10. So I arrived in Italy, passport and marriage certificate in hand, ready to get my permesso di soggiorno, and all the other documents that I was told I would need, smug in the belief that it would be as easy to change name here as it is back home. Ignorance is bliss. 11. They wouldn't have it, of course. Thrusting my passport under the noses of the lovely ladies at the Comune was useless. My husband sulked a lot, muttered, "I told you so," every 5 minutes, and begged me to change my name back again to make life easier. 12. I was determined not to be beaten, however. My child was due to be born later that year, in Italy. And the thought of our family, consisting of Enzo Ferrara, Giammiro Ferrara, and Sarah Edmonds, seemed so unfair. Why did I have to be the odd one out? Okay, then, I said. We'll call our son Giammiro Edmonds, or Giammiro Edmonds Ferrara. 13. But they wouldn't have that, either. After 2 long weeks of queuing, signing forms, and arguing with people behind desks, I finally won. By proclaiming loudly in the queue at the Comune, "Oh well, that's okay, I'll just have to have 2 passports and 2 identities. That got their attention. That way, I can rob banks and not pay my taxes, and then flee the country under a different name. My Italian identity card bearing my new name was issued about an hour later. 14. Of course, now I've been in Italy a few years, I wish I had kept quiet and wangled a double identity thing. 15. The only problem now is that rather than blending in with all the other families, as I longed for as a child, I still stick out like a sore thumb. Every time I have to fill out a form, buy flight tickets, or give my name for any reason whatsoever, I also have to give long, detailed explanations. How can I have an Italian name? Is my father Italian? Why do I have the same name as my husband? Is it a coincidence, or are we related somehow? 16. The strange thing is, all of these explanations would be accepted far more readily than the truth. I've taken my husband's name. No, that is my legal name. Yes, the name on my passport. Yes, the one on my driving license. And codice fiscale, etc., etc. 17. My friends Chris and Catherine in London, again, are in an even stranger situation. Both are actors, and Chris uses a stage name Brand. Catherine kept her maiden name after they were married, which is Grice. They've just had a baby, and they've decided to give their child Chris's original surname. So they are Chris Brand, Catherine Grice, and Alfie Moore. Three unique individuals in a unique family. 18. So that's why I have an Italian surname. To complete the irony, all my female friends back home are keeping their maiden names as matter of principle. To them, giving up your name is akin to renouncing your independence. Consequently, the British think I'm nuts, as well as you Italians. I think I'm outnumbered.